On the 2025 budget, ARTA is frustrated that South Africans are being asked to pay more in VAT increases at 0.5% per annum for the next 2 years, while corruption, waste and inefficiencies remain largely unchecked. This really does unfairly burden lower and middle income households. Instead of tackling these inefficiencies, which government knows about and speaks about and talks about many reviews of state spending, we don't get a sense that there has been any cutting in unnecessary spending. And Treasury instead chooses to go the easy route by increasing VAT. This is unacceptable. Of course, we acknowledge positive steps like freezing the fuel levy again for the fourth year in a row. That is good, and now reducing Eskom's bailouts. But we need stronger action on corruption and fiscal mismanagement. What we clearly do see, while the minister spoke about increases to SARS and the NPA, it is so insignificant when you look at the allocations that we don't believe there is any meaningful effort to hold tax evaders and corrupt officials accountable and to tackle the illicit money flows and criminal syndicates. SARS and the NPA need far more or greater increase in their funding than what is shown in the budget allocation. So what we do now is we call on full transparency on government spending reviews, and we demand urgency in finding these savings and to reduce this bloated government before we have these tax hikes. We just say that South Africa doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem, and government isn't acknowledging this. And they need to prove that they can manage funds responsibly before they reach deep into taxpayers' pockets. So we say cut the waste, stop the corruption first before we talk about tax increases.